She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Meet you, I have some bad news for you.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Actor Daniel Day-Kim, who is that?
I don't know.
Let me show you his picture. Who's that guy?
Oh, that's my guy.
From Hawaii 5-0, right?
Oh, wait, what happened to
him? Who does he play on Hawaii 5-0?
I forgot his name.
Wait, you watched all the episodes ever? You forgot his name?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Well, anyway, he's been diagnosed with coronavirus. And he believes he contracted it while in New York City filming New Amsterdam, because I guess he's going to be on that show too now.
Okay.
So in a 10-minute video posted to his IG page, he basically said he developed a scratchy throat while flying back to Hawaii to be with his family after filming on the series. And everything was halted due to the pandemic, so that's the reason why he was coming back.
Wow.
And he said he self-quarantined and began showing other symptoms like chest tightness, body aches, and fever. He went through a drive-through testing center in Honolulu. And he said he was never hospitalized. He's treating his symptoms with medicine, rest, and liquids. And he's almost close to 100% again. That's your guy from Hawaii 5-0.
That's terrible.
Coronavirus.
I hope nobody else has it, like, on the set.
Yeah, because God forbid that show never comes back. Michi's the only person that watches it, I think. I don't know anyone else that watches that show. Okay, so this is what he said. And this is very important, his next statement that Daniel Day-Kim said.
Yep.
He said, yes, I'm Asian. And yes, I have coronavirus. But I did not get it in China. I got it in America, in New York City. Despite what certain political leaders want to call it, I don't consider the place where it's from as important as the people who are sick and dying.
Mm.
And that's because our president keeps calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus.
Mm.
I sent Michi a clip today.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't believe he keeps calling it that. And yesterday, a reporter actually asked him at the press conference, like, isn't it kind of racist for you to keep saying that?
Right, right.
And he's like, well, it's from China, and it's a virus, so it's the Chinese virus.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, the novel coronavirus can survive for hours in the air and on a variety of surfaces.
Okay.
It can survive up to 24 hours on cardboard and 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel.
Jeez.
That's according to a new study by researchers at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Institutes of Health, Princeton University, and the University of California. You can check out that full story, hot937.com. And like the rest of the world, the Migos, they are struggling to find the basic necessities needed to operate daily life as the coronavirus pandemic continues.
Wow.
On Wednesday, Quavo shared an IG photo of himself sporting a blue face mask and hoodie.
Yep.
And he was basically surrounded by empty shelves of a grocery store. The photo is, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. Okay? He said, damn, I'm late. Really? You think so?
Right.
He said, be safe, everyone. He said, everything's closed. Can't get no bread, no, we're still blankety blank, this coronavirus blank, I'm going to the moon. Mm. Sorry. There's a lot of swears in there. I couldn't really.
You got to think about it. Like, some of those celebrities, they're never home. So it's like, once they, now that they have to be home, it's like they probably didn't even have none of that stuff at home.
Yeah, probably. So. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, speaking of being a little bit out of touch, is being slammed as grotesque over his PSA to get people to self-isolate during the coronavirus crisis. He has a video of himself shirtless in a hot tub while puffing on a cigar where he said, here I am at home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie. I just finished a bike ride and a little bit of a workout, and I just keep staying at home, away from the crowds and away from outside. Then he basically decided to go on, but I just want to tell you some of the things that people are saying, okay, first, and then I'll sum up how he finished it. Some people were saying, like, this video clip right here is why Hollywood is so out of touch with the real world. The ignorance level from the wealthy about what is happening to most of our lives. Someone else said, I'm tired of these blankety blanks sending this message from the comfort of their spa with millions in the bank. So many of us are wondering if tomorrow will be the last day of our employment.
Mm.
So there was a lot of, you know, really, like, a lot of people are very upset with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then he ended his message by basically saying, okay, first of all, he said that, you know, that he's very upset about the photographs and the videos of everybody partying, you know, like down in South Beach and all of that. He said, you know, people should not be hanging out in crowds. Then he ended his message by saying, put that cookie down, telling people to not overeat during this crisis.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can check out that full clip, hot937.com.
If for some reason you missed the Hot Morning Crew, this is what you missed. I should have, like, the cucumbers that I sliced up. You know what I mean? Like, I should be doing the healthy foods first and then...
That's good.